for doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the 17th chapter of the second section. And the focus here is how great tzedakah, charity is. Hitherto we explained the greatness of kindness in a general sense. And now we will expand on the concept of charity, the greatness of doing charity. Our sages tell us in Tractate Sukkah, Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following brisa. Kindness is greater than charity on three fronts. One, charity is something you do with your money. Kindness you could do with your money or you could do with your own body. You could lend items, you could help a person physically. You could eulogize a person, you could carry the dead, you could bury them, you could make a chassan happy, you could accompany your friend in a journey. So kindness is relevant, be it with your body or your money. Tzedakah l'aniyim, charity is something you could only give to the poor. Gmilut chassadim, but kindness is something which you could do ben l'aniyim, ben l'ashirim, to the poor or the wealthy. Tzedakah l'chayim, charity you could only give to those that are living. Milut chasadim ben l'chayim ben l'metim. And kindness is something you could do with the deceased as well. So on the one hand, it's true, the Talmud tells us that kindness is greater than charity on three fronts. Mikol makom tzir sheyeda adam, shebekama dvarim yesh tzedakah adif min hachesed. Nonetheless, a person has to know that there are areas where charity is greater than kindness. Because when you give charity, that's it. You've given that money away. Whereas kindness is something that you lend a person something, you help a person with something. It's temporary. You get your money back when you lend something. And aside from that, in order to do charity, you have to take control of yourself, because it costs you something. Mashenken bechesed. Whereas kindness, okay, you help the person out for a second. Ulefum tzara agra, and the more difficult mitzvah is, the more wages it has. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Shem, next time.